and intimate's ears are awful. With results of your breath and the threads of your fear are unfurled with the tiniest pull. And stare at the smudge on a newspaper sky and ask it to rain a new name for everything. Fire every phrase. They don't want to work for us anymore.
Darlings and one of Canada's prized possessions, The Weaker Thens from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the album Reconstruction Site, which was nominated for the Polaris Prize, and the song A New Name for Everything. John K. Sampson's a great writer, and I hope that you enjoyed that. How you doing? My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. All right, here's something from Cherokee country music artist Blaine Bailey. They're from Oklahoma, and they are a wonderful singer-songwriter. They are part of the Red Dirt country rock genre. This is something deep, man. And we're going to listen to something deep. Here is The Deep End on The Jukebox.
and Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
In the moon of the fallen leaf, Wovoka appeared one day. He had come from the land of spirits with a message of prophecy. The flood will come to save you next spring.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. That was Wovoka from Redbone, L.A., man, an L.A. band. I've been racking my head trying to figure out who was actually from L.A., and Redbone is actually from L.A. I remember talking to bass player Pat Vega in the back of a taxi cab, telling me that he lived around the corner from Frank Zappa. Of course they're from L.A. So Zappa, I guess Guns N' Roses could be considered an L.A. band because Slash is from there. What do you think? Chili's? I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get too far into it, but love Redbone, and that's one of their deeper cuts. We've got music coming up from Brother Wallace, a single that just dropped. It's the debut single from this artist, who is from West Point, Georgia, and was a music teacher. I love that, right? Music teachers know music. I can't believe I just said that, but it's the truth. My music teachers all did, and they inspired me, so I am forever grateful for your love, support, and your inspiration. Now we got something called Whole Lot of Your Love. This is from 1973, and an artist by the name of Lee Hurst. This is completely unknown stuff because they are from Chatham, Ontario, so close to Detroit, influenced by all of that stuff that was coming out of Motown. And this is a song that you can hardly find. It was like a rare lowrider classic, limited only to Canada. And I hope you dig it. You can find it on 7-inch, and if you do find it, it's worth a little bit of money. It's a pretty penny. UK's Diggin' Deep label released it, and it became a hit over there in the UK. But here it is on the Jukebox, Lee Hurst with A Whole Lot of Your Love.
Ooh, satisfaction. And that's love indeed. You give me all the love you have. And that's all I need. I know you're not holding out. Holding out on me.
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
I hope you've enjoyed the show. That was Pee Wee Creighton and Papa Stoppa. I love that tune. It's a really cool vibe. It makes you want to dance, doesn't it? From 1951, Rockdale, Texas, USA. It's a blues R&B track, and it is an incredible song. It was one of the first to use a Fender Stratocaster gifted by none other than Leo Fender himself. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. I want to send a huge thank you to my team who helps me put this together each and every week. To our station partners, thank you for getting it out there on the airwaves. And to our sponsors for helping us keep the show going. And of course, you, the listeners, for tuning in. I love it. Love bringing you new tunes and discovering them myself as well. So if you have any requests, let me know. You can hit me up on socials, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, on Instagram, Facebook, and X at the moment. We're still wondering if we should stay there. But anyway, that's how it goes. One more tune for you. This is Robert Randolph featuring Judith Hill. Robert just won a Grammy, finally. Congratulations, Robert. He's an amazing dude. I've hung out with him a couple times, even jumped up on stage and jammed with him at the Opera House. Maybe about, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago. It was great. Here's a standout track from his brand new record, Preacher's Kid, that dropped last year. This is When Will the Love Rain Down? I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
I just wanna feel the warmth again. Must have took a billion steps, cause now the trail runs cold in the night. Hear the baby crying loud. I'm
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
This is Bird Note. Bird feeders provide hours of entertainment, but you might be surprised to learn that scientists want to know about the species that show up at your humble bird feeder. Consider this. The only way scientists know about those birds is when ordinary people report what they see and hear. When millions of people keep track of their local birds, they help create a detailed picture of bird populations all over the world. eBird, a project of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, lets you log the bird species you observe on a smartphone app or on the web. Whether you're going on a birding trip or enjoying birds near home, you can list the species you found on eBird. Data from eBird has helped guide many conservation efforts, from planning new wind farms away from where eagles fly to guiding habitat protection for declining species. Counting birds, wherever you are, is an easy and fun way to help our feathered friends. BirdNote has inspired millions of people to take action for birds. If BirdNote has inspired you to do anything to help birds thrive, let us know about it at birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.